Hey, everybody. We're still in Indianapolis at the NFL Combine 2017, day three. It's actually day one of on-field drills. The guys that we talked to yesterday, the offensive linemen, the running backs, they're all on the field right now at Lucas Oil Stadium, just across the street, doing their drills. Today, we're going to hear from quarterbacks and wide receivers and a few of the specialists. So we're set up here in the radio media center of the Combine. The writers are primarily upstairs, but this is where the cameras and the radio stations are living for the next week or so. These are the podiums that all the players speak at, podiums 1 through 8. And then they've got a group of tables back there. So a lot of players talking between 2 and 5, especially quarterbacks. And we'll have those videos up for you on HoustonTexans.com. Behind me, behind that curtain, can't really see through it, but if you could, you would see the bench press with 2 stands, one for spectators and one for scouts and coaches. And we watched a little bit of bench press yesterday with running backs and offensive linemen. And just a little while ago, the strangest thing happened. It was a coin toss between the Colts and the Eagles. They finished with the same record, but there was no official tiebreaker for them for the draft, and they flipped, and the Colts are, as John Harris says, 0-1 for 2017. They lost the coin toss, so they'll be picking 15th. The Eagles will be picking 14th in the NFL draft. So we want to take some of your questions. I'm going to walk over here to Texans Radio, enlist the help of John Harris and Mark Vandermeer. Do we have any questions coming in? Send in your combine questions while I take a seat. Hey guys, how's it going? How's combine going for you?
It has been fantastic. Love the combine. I love getting an opportunity to see these guys. And I'm being serious. I love this. This is great. I hate the fact that we're actually leaving today. I would love to see guys work out the rest of the weekend. But we can do that on NFL Network at home, so it'll be kind of cool. But, yeah, it's been a good week.
John Harris says this is Thanksgiving and Christmas is the draft.
This is not Thanksgiving for me. It's more like Arbor Day, actually. No, it's pretty cool, though, to be here. You see Radio Row behind us. I love talking to all the media guys. I'm kind of an equipment geek. I like looking at what everybody's using for their gear down Radio Row for radio and TV stuff that they're doing from here, as we are, too, HoustonTexans.com for all that stuff. Very cool.
All right. Let's take in some questions.
How is the quarterback class looking?
How is the quarterback class looking this year?
All right, I knew where the microphone was going on this one. All right, look, there are 4 guys that are being talked about a lot for the first rounders. They're going to be showing up here today in a little bit. You can see podium number 1 right over there. That's where you're going to see your main guys. You're going to see Kaiser there. You're going to see Watson and Mahomes right there on podium 1. The guys will all be there. They're all flawed in some way, shape, or form. But they'll all get the opportunity to show it off here. I think all of them are going to throw, which is a good thing. I think those 4 are at the top of the board. I do think there are some guys behind them that are interesting to look at. I'm not the biggest Brad Kaya fan in the world, but I know Mark likes him because of the connection to the U. But I think Brad Kaya could be a developmental guy later, late on day 3, probably on it. I'm sorry, day 2, but probably early on day 3. But Nathan Peterman's a name that's really kind of picked up steam from the Senior Bowl. And I think he would fit pretty well in this Texans offense, just the number of things he can do. He's got all the intangibles. He doesn't have a great arm. And I think that's where people sour on Peterman a little bit. But there are a lot of good quarterbacks, I think, in this draft. Maybe not the level of Winston Mariota like in 15, but there are guys that can provide some pretty good value. And you might be able to find one maybe in the second round, maybe in the third round if you're not able to get one in the first round.
All right, Johnny, I was talking to one of the draft scouts, Dane Brugler. You know him very well. He said Mitch Trubisky out of North Carolina would be a good fit for the Texans. Your thoughts on him?
Yeah, I would love to see Trubisky here. I think he is – I know a lot of people talked about Jimmy Garoppolo in 2014. I think Trubisky is the kind of guy that's very similar to him, but a little bit bigger, about the same size, actually, now that I think about it. But pretty quick release, gets rid of the football, only started 1 year. And that's something you always think about, because a lot of guys, and coming out of college football, they'll have that 1 good year, and then the next year it kind of falls off. You look at Deshaun Watson, a lot of people talk about 2016. He had the 17 interceptions, yet he finished the year with one of the great performances all time against Alabama. So Trubisky didn't have those ups and downs. He kind of dealt with the adversity of not being on the field early in his career, kind of channeled that into a year in 2016 where he had a lot of weapons. He had one of the great slot receivers in college football in Ryan Switzer. He had great outside weapons with Bug Howard and Mac Hollins. And he had 2 good running backs with T.J. Logan and Elijah Hood. And he was protected. So he had a lot of help around him. I think Trubisky just hasn't had to deal with that kind of adversity. But he's probably the steadiest of all the quarterbacks. He can make every throw on the field. He's a really good athlete. I tend to think that he'll end up with the Browns. He's from Ohio. He wants to be with the Browns. But if Trubisky ended up with the Texans, I think you could end up having a guy in the future. That guy would for the next 12 years, he would be the guy for the Texans, and I think we'd be very happy with him. He's got everything you're looking for at a quarterback. He just doesn't do any one thing where you go, that puts her at the top. That's an elite guy.
All right, let's get in more questions from the fans. Johnny's here, Mark's here, I'm here as well. I'm going to get your questions about the combine and the draft and all that. Any more?
Brandon Marshall just got released. What do you guys think?
Your thoughts on Brandon Marshall getting released?
For media purposes, that would be phenomenal for us to be able to have Brandon Marshall part of our Texans crew. But I think he still has a lot of game left. I'm not so sure he's a fit. I'm not so sure how much money it's going to cost whoever picks him up, but I think he's intriguing. I'm curious to get Johnny's take on him. I think he's, you know, he's an interesting guy. I know he's had some issues in the past, but he's very visible. You know, you see him on all these shows and everything inside the NFL. How's he going to shoot that, by the way, if he's in Houston? I don't know. He just couldn't. We'll see how it goes.
All right, I've been watching the NFL Network because it's on every single TV around here. And I saw on the ticker Sebastian Vollmer might get released or is expected to get released by the Patriots. Offensive line, obviously a concern. Your thoughts, Johnny or Mark, on his fit, how he would fit in here?
Well, one of the things,
in Houston.
One of the things to add to that, obviously, Sebastian Vollmer, get him up, eat him up. He's a coug. He's talking about retirement. He's been dealing with some injuries. That's actually been out there, is that he's thinking about retirement. And at that point, you obviously want to have a guy that his heart's all in it. I mean, you don't get that guy all the time. So that would be the biggest concern to me, is whether his heart's still in it. Or does he have more football left in him? Maybe. But if his heart and his mind aren't there, then I don't know if that's something that the Texans would really want to do. I mean, obviously Bill O'Brien and the personnel staff, Rick Smith, et cetera, want to look for guys that love the game and be around it. And if Sebastian's talking about retirement, then maybe that's not the right way to go.
Let's go younger then and talk offensive linemen. We heard from a number of them yesterday here at the podiums. Who really stood out to you out of this new young group of offensive linemen?
As a great talent evaluator along the offensive line, I like whoever Johnny likes, actually. So we'll go with him.
Same.
Garrett Bowles yesterday, I thought, was very open, very honest about his thoughts about playing offensive tackle, just playing in the NFL. He's 25. He's married. He's got kids. He's coming in at a different level than a lot of these guys are. He went on a two-year mission. He's got a great backstory, tremendous football player, great athlete. Just ran a 4.95, a sub-540. Forrest Lamp ran a sub-540. Garrett Bowles is probably not going to be there at 25. I think his stock is going to take off, especially with a few teams with tackle needs. But I love Garrett Bowles. Ryan Ramczyk from the University of Wisconsin. Went to University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. My dad's alma mater. And then said, I want to play higher-level football, moved to Wisconsin. Look, he was a four-star recruit coming out of high school. He just didn't really know what he wanted. So he ended up at UWSP, ended up going to Wisconsin, got the left tackle job the first day of camp, and was a star ever since. And he started against LSU. So Ramczyk, Bowles. A lot of people say Cam Robinson. I'm not the big Cam Robinson fan. But keep an eye on Taylor Moten, a guy from Western Michigan who played tackle and guard, can slide back and forth, and we've seen some of those guys. He's, to me, is kind of a poor man's Clutch Yosemite, who played Langham Creek High School, now at the Raiders, made a lot of money in free agency, had a great year for the Raiders. He's kind of like that could go back and forth. Don't know exactly what fits him best, maybe guard, but I do think Bowles, Ramczyk would be the two guys I'd highlight if the Texans look at offensive tackle.
All right, we got some questions coming in. Are we looking at corners and safeties?
I think we better be looking at corners and safeties. When you look at Quentin Demps, set to become an unrestricted free agent next week. When you look at A.J. Boye, set to become an unrestricted free agent. And let me tell you, the buzz along Radio Row here, for any team in search of a cornerback, they're hungry for info on A.J. Boye. We've all been asked about Boye this week, because every team feels like they got a shot at him. Anybody who needs a corner who has cap room. And the same thing with safety. To a much lesser extent with Demps, because he's 32 years old, but he can still play. So you're going to have to get better at those spots. You're going to have to fortify, maybe reload at those spots. So I don't think it's shocking at all if the Texans go corner, not first round, but in the first three, four rounds, especially if they lose A.J. Boye.
Mark, I hope you're doing your due diligence and saying bad things about A.J. Boye and saying that no teams should be interested in him. That's really what you should be doing.
Yeah, not a good guy at all. No, he's a great guy. What are you going to say? You can't say anything bad about him.
Exactly.
Boye. Gosh, terrible.
Johnny, safeties, corners. I feel like we're talking about safeties every year, aren't we?
In some sense, again, some of this comes back to on the corners, A.J. Boye, but with the safeties, it's Quentin Demps. I still think that they'll look at safety. The depth was stretched last year with some of the injuries that they had. Hopefully KJ Dillon will come back healthy, but he's coming off an ACL tear, so that's going to be tough. Hopefully Curtis Drummond is healthy. But the thing about this draft is that corners and safeties are all over the place. You can get a good corner or safety, I think, in the fourth or fifth round. And I think about what the Titans did last year. A guy I really liked was Kevin Byard. They drafted him, I think, in the third round last year. He's going to end up being a star for them. So I think you can find in this draft corners and safeties all the way throughout, all the way into early day three, guys that can impact your roster, maybe even to the middle of day three in round five, maybe early round six, because the Texans will have the fourth pick of the sixth round, so they'll have an early round six, so they got an opportunity to find corners and safeties. And again, those guys got to be able to contribute on special teams, but there are a ton of corners and safeties out there, so if the Texans are looking, this is the draft they can find them.
All right, everybody seems to be interested in these players that are getting released or going to be on the open market. Alshon Jeffrey, the Bears, your thoughts?
Too expensive. I think the Texans have other priorities that they've got to address before they would pay a lot of money on a guy that is that expensive at wide receiver. And first and foremost, let's make sure that the guy that is throwing the football to Alshon Jeffrey would let's lock that down first and make sure that that's set in stone. But you got to make sure AJ Boye, hopefully you can bring him back. That's going to cost some money. I think Alshon's just going to be asking for too much money. And at that point, I know Alshon Jeffrey's a great wide receiver, but is he going to blaze down the field and be a deep ball receiver? No. And plus, you have Will Fuller to do that. Is he going to do the things basically that DeAndre Hopkins already does? Yeah. That's essentially what you're going to get from Alshon Jeffrey. So I think from that standpoint, I don't know that it makes a great fit. Now, if you want to say, okay, what about a dynamic slot receiver like a Jamison Crowder from Washington Redskins or Sterling Shepard from the New York Giants? Okay, because that guy's maybe different than what you have. But you have guys, Will Fuller can get down the field, and he'll be better in year two. And you've got Braxton Miller, who I think can turn it around. And I think you've got DeAndre Hopkins. I'm not saying you're set at wide receiver at all, but I just think when you have a guy like Alshon Jeffrey, he's going to be way too expensive for something that you already have. Why repeat it?
All right, you mentioned DeAndre Hopkins a few times. That brings me to Rick Smith and Bill O'Brien, who spoke earlier this week. Bill O'Brien on Wednesday, Rick Smith on Thursday. Let's sort of recap what those two had to say. Big news coming out of those two press conferences. DeAndre Hopkins, Rick Smith was asked about him, about extending his contract. Obviously, he's still under contract, and he said he's definitely part of the long-term plan for the Texans. Other key points, other takeaways that either of you took out of Bill O'Brien and Rick Smith. Mark, I'll start with you.
I think the biggest takeaway is it's still early, okay? Free agency begins next week. So all they're doing here is evaluating these college players, and they don't know exactly what they want in the draft until they see what they get or lose in free agency next week. For instance, if they're able to sign A.J. Boye, maybe Demps comes back. I'm just being hypothetical here. Maybe a certain hypothetical quarterback situation comes through for them in free agency. That could happen. That would take quarterback out of play in the first couple of rounds, I would think. It would take corner out of play in the first three rounds. I think you'd go heavy on O-line then. So Bill O'Brien and Rick Smith were up there, and, you know, for some reason, they're up there for 15 minutes, and you leave wondering, what did they really say? I'm not really sure. A lot of carbohydrates, not a lot of protein, you know. It's like one of those sandwiches where, like, you take the meat out, you got a lettuce and tomato. Stop me. But anyway, they are not going to show their hand right now because they really don't know how free agency will play out. They have a plan, and they've got plan A, B, C, and D, but you don't know if you're going to lose A.J. Boye. You know, a lot of people talk about, and I'll just say it, you know, the Romo speculation and hypotheticals. Look, I mean, maybe they want that to happen, maybe they don't, but let's say they do want it to happen. What's the guarantee it's going to happen? You just don't know. So if that doesn't happen, I would think quarterback's going to be very high in this draft. I'd be not shocked, but surprised if it wasn't first round. In fact, I wrote something on HoustonTexans.com today. You can go check it out about Dave Ragone. I ran into Dave Ragone here, who's with the Bears organization now. He's the last quarterback the Texans took above the fourth round. That was in 2003, ladies and gentlemen. Dave Ragone, third-round draft choice that year. That's it. Savage was a fourth-round draft choice. T.J. Yates, a fifth-round draft choice. This would be the first time since Ragone that they go higher than fourth round in quarterback if they do that. So a lot of different things can play out from here through the draft.
We got a question. What are national media saying about the Texans here at the NFL Combine? I'll start with that because I did a little survey of my own. Oh, you first? Okay, Mark.
Oh, yeah, Horseshack. That's a very dated reference. Welcome back, Mr. Cotter. The consensus is, and again, we've interviewed guys like Adam Kaplan, Greg Cosell, Alex Marvez. The consensus is you get better quarterback play, you're a Super Bowl contender. That's it. I mean, it's that simple. This team is that close. But I will tell you this. I think the AFC South, I'm curious to get Johnny's thoughts on this, after reviewing the situation, and we haven't had free agency yet, I get it, but Jacksonville with Doug Marrone coaching has the capability of doing a Titan-like jump in wins. Titans were nowhere in 2015. They won 9 games, maybe could have, would have, should have won 10 in 2016. I think Jacksonville is capable of that kind of jump. I really do. I think this division is anybody's to get. That's why the next 2 months are utterly crucial for the Texans, and why you have to keep following us. How's that for a promo?
HoustonTexans.com, Texans Radio, Texans TV. You know, as far as national media and their predictions about the AFC South, it was sort of all over the place. Yeah. A few people said the Texans are going to win the division. This is their division to take again. Some people said the Colts are going to make that jump. Titans were very popular as well. I didn't really hear too much buzz about Jacksonville. I guess the jury's still out until they can see more games with Doug Marrone and see how they do in the draft. The defense, J.J. Watt coming back has been a big story because having the number one ranked defense and then you bring J.J. Watt back, I think there were not enough adjectives that the national media could use to describe how amazing this defense was going to be. Beastly, beastlier, even better, you know, they were all very good adjectives. So I think people are very excited to see what this defense looks like in 2017. Also, I think another thing that came out of the podium talk was the coaching changes that occurred. Wes Welker is now on the coaching staff. He's going to help with the offense. He's going to help with special teams for the returners. Bill O'Brien talked about Romeo Crennel. He's going to be the assistant head coach. And surprisingly, he's going to have him help a little bit on offense and in OTAs and through this draft process because obviously with no more George Godsey, there's no offensive coordinator, so Bill O'Brien's going to have a lot on his plate. Mike Vrabel moves up to defensive coordinator, and Bill O'Brien's going to have Romeo Crennel as his assistant head coach. Also, Mike Vrabel being the defensive coordinator, he thought he was ready, and talked a little bit about Sean Ryan as well and his move up to quarterbacks coach. All right, we're going to wrap it up. Thanks so much for watching. Tune into HoustonTexans.com. We're going to have stories, we're going to have videos, we're going to have everything from the Combine and more. Thanks for watching, and go Texans.